Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In some ways, Tuesday's election left us with more questions than answers, especially at the federal level. As I prepare for this broadcast, we still don't know who will be declared the winner in the presidential race, and the margins are still too close for comfort in the U.S. Senate. That said, in my nearly 20 years at the Montana Family Foundation, I've never been more excited about an upcoming legislative session. The big blue wave that was predicted nationally for the Democrats never materialized, but a huge red wave definitely materialized at the state level for Montana Republicans. For once, the voters finally sent one party to Helena with a clear mandate. Gone are the days when a Democrat governor will stand on the steps of the Capitol and run a red-hot branding iron with the word veto through a bill that we worked so hard to get passed. Gone are the days when a Democrat attorney general would refuse to defend a bill passed by large Republican majorities. And gone are the days when common-sense legislation, like a ban on infanticide, would be vetoed by a liberal governor residing comfortably in the pocket of radical groups like Planned Parenthood. Yes, for anyone with eyes to see, Montana took a hard right turn on election night, and we did so with clear and convincing majorities. When it came to the statewide races, there were no close votes. So what does all of this mean? Starting day one, the governor will be working closely with the legislature to craft a common vision for the state. The lines of communication will be open and free-flowing between two branches of government that respect each other. Does this mean there will never be another veto? Of course not. Each branch of government is autonomous and will exercise their legitimate authority as they see fit. I dare say, though, that at the end of the session, the number of vetoes will probably be in the low single digits rather than the 60 or 70 that we've seen in recent years. Governor-elect Gianforte is a tough conservative businessman who knows how to assemble an effective team. That will translate into a more efficiently run government that's more attuned to the wishes of the people. His policies will be backed up by Attorney General-elect Austin Knutson, the former Speaker of the House and an experienced prosecutor who's not afraid to take on the tough fights. The Office of Public Instruction will continue to be run by Superintendent Elsie Arnson, who was re-elected because she focuses more on kids than building an educational bureaucracy. These are the officials that we at the Montana Family Foundation will work most closely with because of the issues that we promote. Then comes the legislature, now dominated by people who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Conservative majorities in both houses are large. There are still some races to be decided, but it looks like Republicans will control the House 67-33, and they'll control the Senate 32-18. For Montana, this election was a game changer. We congratulate everyone who won their races, and we look forward to getting down to business when the 67th session of the Montana Legislature is gavelled to order at noon on January 4th. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.